Number 21.
We should never have listened to Harvey.
If only we'd asked someone else for advice.
What do they mean? Number 22.
All the people in the audience certainly seemed to enjoy the performance.
Well, almost all of them did.
What does the woman mean? Number 23.
How was your room last night?
I slept like a baby, and the rates were quite reasonable.
What are these people probably discussing?
Number 24.
Professor White, a few of us in the back of the room didn't get a copy of your syllabus.
There are 23 names on my class list, so I only brought 23 copies of the syllabus.
What can be inferred from Professor White's remark? Number 25.
We're not far from Mount Pleasant Street. There are some antique stores there that have some wonderful things, and they're fairly cheap.
They have some nice antiques, all right, but I sure wouldn't call them cheap.
What does the man mean? Number 26.
Daniel said that San Diego is a great place to go to a conference.
He should know. He's been there often enough.
What does the man say about Daniel? Number 27.
Have you ever gone for a ride with Charlie? I sure have. He seems to think he's a race car driver, doesn't he?
What does the woman imply about Charlie? Number 28.
Try a bowl of this soup and see how you like it. It's a new brand.
I'd say it stacks up pretty well against the other kinds.
What does the man mean? Number 29.
Peter is favored to win the tennis match Saturday.
Oh, then that match wasn't canceled after all.
What had the man originally assumed? Number 30.
Adam, do you remember the tools I lent you when you were building those bookshelves last month? I'd like to have them back.
I hate to tell you this, but I can't seem to lay my hands on them.
What does Adam imply?
This is the end of Part A. Go on to Part B.